My guest at this time is terrorism expert Dr. Harvey Kushner. He is the director of the Homeland Security and Terrorism Institute at Long Island University. We want to get his thoughts on the ongoing investigation into the cyber attack against the U.S. government. It's happened in multiple instances, but the most egregious, it would appear, is the one that happened just a couple of weeks ago against records at the Office of Personnel Management. The number of Americans affected and having their data compromised potentially is reached as high as 18 million by some estimates. Dr. Kushner was actually interviewed on this subject by WNYW Fox 5 TV in New York City, and he had this to say about the problem of securing things online.
Any hacker or cracker from his or her basement could get into our national grid, could get into our military hardware.
So, Dr. Kushner, thank you first of all very much for being with us. How is it that any hacker or cracker can do this? Is it because it's that hard to protect or because we're that bad at keeping it secure?
Well, it's a combination of both. As you know, technology, especially in relation to the internet and cyberspace, is not regulated. And the advances occur almost on a daily basis. So just when you have something up and you have it somewhat protected, somebody is able to compromise the system and get into whatever it is that you're trying to protect. This is a problem that's going to be with us for years to come because it's just a changing nature of our technological data that we have, everything that we store. And look, you know, from traffic lights to medical records to water to power grids to your automobile, and then again to our satellites and to our military and to our government records. All of this is at risk because there are individuals as well as governments. You know, we can't rule out a Chinese attack, cyber attack, or a Russian cyber attack, or an ISIS cyber attack.
So what do we do about it? Without becoming complete Luddites, how do we protect ourselves?
Well, you know, it's not just going to be the job of the federal government and government to do this. The first line of protection when it comes to cyberspace actually is the private sector, whether it's Home Depot or it's Target or whether it's your local hospital or your own database. You're going to have to be responsible for putting up firewalls and other types of protections so others can't get in and do you damage. This is the changing nature of our society, just as well as, you know, we're having privatization of prisons in the United States. Certainly our technology is privatized, and quite frankly, we do not want to regulate it. There's a lot of people who don't want to regulate the internet, and they want to keep it as a free base of operation, and so that makes it vulnerable.
We're talking with Dr. Harvey Kushner. He's the director of the Homeland Security and Terrorism Institute at Long Island University. And Dr. Kushner, does this suggest that there are steps Americans can take, actually going to brick-and-mortar stores rather than the online version, perhaps paying in cash more than using their cards, which is obviously much more inconvenient in a lot of ways, but might not make us as likely to be a victim next time?
Well, that's for sure. But, you know, we all know that we're relying more and more on social media, relying more and more on cyberspace, so to speak. So I don't see us going in the opposite direction. And quite frankly, the more we move in with technology, the more vulnerable we're going to be. And this is something that we need to be aware of. And quite frankly, our representatives in Washington have to allocate much more money to cyber defense, especially when it comes to our military and to our power grids and to our services that keep our country running on a 24/7 basis. But the problem is that severe. When you think about it, Greg, any corporation out there that has an automated system, it is vulnerable to somebody getting in there and changing that, whether it's a food supply, whether it's the building of just widgets, or whether it's making iPhone cases. Cyberspace is involved in the production process, and it's vulnerable.
You mentioned, obviously, the private sector is a gateway in for a lot of these hackers. When it comes to protecting our nation's most sensitive information, however, how much of a priority has this been for our government in recent years, and how much bigger of a priority should it be?
Well, I think it's been a priority, certainly after 9/11, the realization of what could happen. But not enough was done. Because, as you see, they were able to get in and get compromised records. And certainly, who knows who is responsible for this. Quite frankly, I believe that the Chinese and the Russians have, cyber warfare plans laid out, as well as our government does. But again, technology is moving at such a fast rate that once something is up, something better comes along, and that then is vulnerable to be compromised. And therein is the problem of how technology serves us well, but at the same time poses a significant problem to us.
Is it ever possible to get ahead of the hackers?
I don't think so. I absolutely don't think so, because, as I said, once one system comes aboard, something else comes, and then we find out that there is vulnerability in that. You know, remember when we had the scare of, well, not so much a scare, but Samsung put out a directive to the general public that their smart televisions that people had in their bedrooms is picking up all sorts of sounds that people are making and talking in front of the television set. And so it said, don't speak in front of your television set, and make sure that it's, you don't have sensitive information. So, once some new gadget comes out, there's going to be somebody out there that's going to go immediately to try to compromise that. We saw that in the popularity of Apple. When Apple started to become so much more popular than Microsoft's system, it became also vulnerable to viruses and to hackers and crackers, because it was a larger percentage of usage. So there's profit motive for these reasons, and as well as there's terrorist groups out there who would like to compromise our society by taking down our cyber infrastructure.
So ultimately, Dr. Kushner, is this something that we have a chance of at least staying close to and coming up with ways to stop hacks and attacks from being overly successful over time? Or is it literally just a matter of time before there's a massive attack that's successful?
Well, yes and no. I do think that the next Pearl Harbor, so to speak, when it comes to a terrorist event here in the United States, certainly will be in cyberspace. I'm quite confident that the private sector, because of its interest in the profit, will try to develop better techniques to protect their infrastructure, whether it be Amazon or whether it be Google or whether it be any number of other players out there. I think there's a reason for them to try to develop cybersecurity systems that would make people safe. You know, one interesting factor here is, you recall a couple of years back that we were probably very successful in getting into the Iranian nuclear system,
right,
by setting in a worm that got into their centrifuges and just screwed them up. Well, you know, who blew the whistle on that was Symantec and a few other of these companies here in the West that protect the cyber industry. They noticed that was happening, and they put out the report. And so when they exposed our intelligence agencies, who were working very hard at trying to disturb the Iranian nuclear system. So I'm confident that the private sector will develop better protection systems for our cyber infrastructure. But then again, you're never going to be able to rule out that something bad wouldn't happen.
Dr. Kushner, we'll have to call time there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Always my pleasure. Thank you.
Terrorism expert Dr. Harvey Kushner directs the Homeland Security and Terrorism Institute at Long Island University. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.